It is Thursday the 11th of July, I think, and I'm interviewing Juan Candeas.
That's you.
Yeah. So Juan, maybe we could start by you just introducing yourself to me, just telling me about your parents and where they came from.
My parents? Mm. My father from Gibraltar. My mother from La Línea, Spain. The nearest town to Gibraltar.
Uh-huh.
The frontier town.
Yes, I know.
That's where my mother came from. And my father from Gibraltar.
And how many in your family? How many children?
We don't see them. Three, four, five sons. Five brother and sister.
Wow. And where are you? Are you elder, oldest? Or?
No. From... Three years, there is one who died at the age of 7 years.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very well, yeah. And so what year were you, when were you born?
23rd of September,
1921.
Usted va a cumplir 93 ahora.
Sí.
You're going to be
1920.
Right. That's it. So let's start by you telling me a little bit about Gibraltar when you were a child growing up, what it was like, because very different to now.
Well, different about the weather, the Levant.
Just the buildings, the yes. Geography of the place.
Well, can you tell me what you want to know?
Just maybe to describe what where you lived when you were a child and what Gibraltar was like then, a little bit.
Well, I was born, as you know, in 1923. No, I'm very...
Doesn't matter about the date, honestly, it doesn't matter. But where did you live? Whereabouts did you live?
Mostly in La Línea and Gibraltar, in between. Except during the evacuation, we were evacuated to Gibraltar, to England and Northern Ireland.
So what can you remember about the evacuation?
Oh, the evacuation, I can't remember many, many things. The first things I want to tell you is when England decided to evacuate everybody from Gibraltar, the first people to go away from Gibraltar were sent by England. They sent to Morocco. Tangier, Casablanca, and many other towns. But I don't know what happened then, that the people who were on the boat were sent back to Gibraltar.
And can you remember leaving Gibraltar, what the journey was like and everything? Can you remember that?
The ordinary day.
Yeah, just ordinary things.
Well, I can't remember it when I was in school.
Yes.
It's something that I want to tell you. You won't believe it.
Go on then, tell me.
I never been in school in Gibraltar.
Really?
When I was my school age, I was living in Spain. And my father said, I'm going to put you a master to teach you English, you know? And that's what I did during the child age,
mm-hmm.
till I was back into the during the time of evacuation. I like to tell you that these people came from Morocco.
Yeah.
Who were brought by England, because the people, they send them back to England.
Yes.
And they didn't want to do anything else with German. Everybody to England, about 14,000 people at that time. And many other people to other places like Portugal and Jamaica and somewhere else.
Oh, Madeira.
Madeira.
Mm. And you went to England.
I went to England, yes.
And where did you go?
The first thing I want to tell you is that when we were evacuated, we were in the ship, dock in the inside the dockyard, waiting for German to clear the. We were going to have a go through, in case they do anything bad to the people and the English people, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So what England said, we're going to send you back to England, and the first thing I went to is London, many places.
And what did you think about London?
Oh, very nice, very nice. Where we were, my people were waiting for me when I was sent to England. Before I sent to England, you know what they said? We were inside the Gibraltar, 14,000 people waiting for the German to clear up the bay and everything do with the sea, because we went out to sail to England when we have a notice from the captain that they have to come back to Gibraltar, and once in Gibraltar we stay there about 2 weeks. Doing nothing, just inside, waiting for the German to clear the bay.
Were you on the boat waiting? Were you on the boat then?
On the boat. We lived about 2 weeks in the boat.
And what was the boat like? Was it okay?
Very nice. Very nice.
Mm.
Very nice. It was a good boat.
And where did you go in London? To Kensington, or where did you go?
Well, in London, we were doing nothing because we were evacuated. We did nothing, but the young people just we get a few, about 10 of us, went out to look for work, and we find a place where we had a job, but the man in charge there, the manager said, "Well, you come tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and you start tomorrow morning." And when we went up to in the morning, we were waiting everybody there, and we went to Shepherd's Bush to get our job. And the place where I went to work, it was bombed. And there was nothing in the place where they used to have.
How shocking, very shocking, yeah.
Yes, it is.
So what did you do next?
Well, we went back to the hotel to have food. That's what we only do.
What was the food like? Were you hungry? Did you have enough?
No. We were having good food.
Good food, yeah.
And some of the women offered to do the cooking for us, paid by the British, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we managed to get all right. And then in between now and then, we get a job.
And what
sometime?
What sort of things? What sort of jobs?
Well, you know, in one of the jobs we have, the man, Mr. Ware, it's called Mr. Ware, employed a few people to do. You know what those had? They used to have. Australian people.
Oh yes, with big cowboy hats. Yeah.
And one of the side bent over to the other side.
Yes.
And put a clutch, and just to stay there.
Yes.
And we, Mr. Manager, told me to look in between the people in the hotel if they can do the job, they can employ straight away. And we managed to get a few people,
mm-hmm.
about 50 or 60 people working for Mr. Ware, for the part, and something got here.
Like cuffs.
A cuff, yes.
Yes.
Mm. And many, many things.
Uh-huh.
And we used to take work to the hotel to give it to the people who wanted to work, and we can manage to many people working for Mr. Ware. That kind of job, you know?
I understand, yes. And did your father stay in England or come with stay in Gibraltar or come to England?
What?
Did your father come with you?
No. They went there to England before me.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because they were underage, you see.
Mm.
And then what they say is to those who want a job and don't want, they didn't have any job at that time. They can employ straight away.
Right.
And that's what we did, yes.
And was it sort of interesting for you to see London, these great big buildings and the escalators, and what was that like?
Very surprised for us. Very, very nice.
And did you... how was your English then? Could you speak English quite well?
Well, as it is now.
Mm.
But I should have learned something better.
Mm.
Because, you know, I didn't have any school days.
Yeah, no school.
Only day, night time.
Yeah, yeah.
When my father...
Mm.
Brought a teacher from Gibraltar to La Linea,
mm-hmm.
every evening,
mm-hmm.
and that's why then I learned what I have learned up to now.
Up to now, it's good, better than my Spanish. What about?
Where do you come from?
England.
But I mean to say, what was your work for?
Who for? It's for the Friends of Gibraltar, who are an organisation, and they've employed me to record stories for them. So they're recording the story of the evacuation.
Are you going to publish everything?
It will be put in the Garrison Library, all the recordings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What about the women? Do you think the women were frightened in England? How do you think they were?
No.
Because some women couldn't speak English very well, could they?
But some, they didn't speak very very well, you know. They have to, like that, say, well, airmail later.
Yes.
You put seven. What's to send a letter from England to...
Oh, yeah, so they mime it.
To remind that it's airmail.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what you did? You mimed it. That's very funny. Yeah. Did you get a lot of letters between you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And was that the only way to communicate, through letter?
Well, the only way, no. We were at war, and they can use whatever they can.
Mm-hmm.
To go from the air service never would stop, always.
And what about the bombing? Was it frightening? The bombing, was it frightening? Was it?
No, not much movement. No.
No.
There was only one plane shut down by the British during the whole time. Only one plane. They shoot by English and shooting down.
Where? In Gibraltar?
In Gibraltar.
Yes. Yes. But what about in England?
Oh, in England we're very bad. Mm. Very bad, yes.
And
we knew the war was the war.
Did you go to a shelter in London?
People used to get a mattress and used to get on top of that. We were the Tottenham Control, very near our hotel, Ivanhoe Hotel. And we used to carry our mattress and sleep in the underground.
The underground, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And no shelter in the hotel then? There wasn't a shelter underneath the hotel, no?
No, no, no.
No, no.
Well, there were one or two. No, quite a few hotels they had to go shelters, you see, where they some stay in the hotel during the night.
And what about where? How much room did you have? Did you have one room or two rooms in the hotel? What was it? What were your living conditions like there?
What did you say?
In the hotel.
Yes.
Did you have one room or two rooms?
No, well, it sort of depends on how many people in the family.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
So what about you, your family?
We used to take the mattress from our family to the hotel, and we leave them there to sleep all night, and we came back to the hotel.
Right. Okay.
I didn't want to stay in the hotel, you know.
Okay, thanks. Thank you very much. So, you stayed in London for how long?
I stayed in London for about two years.
2 years.
Because they were moved then, near they were finished to the Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland,
but yep. Sometimes in England we were about 2 years, and from there we sent by England to Northern Ireland, because when they started the flying bomb without people,
it was too dangerous.
Too dangerous. Yeah.